The 40 Rules of Love, a novel of Rumi, by Alif Shafak, narrated by Laurel Merlington. Copyright 2009 by Alif Shafak. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Viking, a member of Penguin Group USA Inc., and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright there too. When I was a child, I saw God. I saw angels. I watched the mysteries of the higher and lower worlds. I thought all men saw the same. At last I realized that they did not see. Shams of Tabriz. Prologue. Between your fingers you hold a stone and throw it into flowing water. The effect might not be easy to see. There will be a small ripple where the stone breaks the surface, and then a splash, muffled by the rush of the surrounding river. That's all. Throw a stone into a lake. The effect will be not only visible, but also far more lasting. The stone will disrupt the still waters. A circle will form where the stone hit the water, and in a flash that circle will multiply into another, then another. Before long, the ripples caused by one plop will expand until they can be felt everywhere along the mirrored surface of the water. Only when the circles reach the shore will they stop and die out. If a stone hits a river, the river will treat it as yet another commotion in its already tumultuous course. Nothing unusual, nothing unmanageable. If a stone hits a lake, however, the lake will never be the same again. For 40 years, Ella Rubinstein's life had consisted of still waters, a predictable sequence of habits, needs, and preferences. Though it